I speak to nations. Listen, because you didn't create yourselves. You who left the holy book up in your shelves, ignored its principles and its truth, you decided to sell. Your doom is tragic and the misery upon you I cannot tell. I speak to nations. You who took the name of the Lord your God for granted. The blood he spilled for your sake you never fancied. From the pinnacle he was humbled to earth, then to the pit. Yet fools say there is no God. Too blind you can't see what he did. I speak to all ye nations. You who have been blinded by tradition and enslaved to culture. You fought for democracy, yet your minds haven't been delivered from historical torture. You better get back on the Lord's eye, cause he's displeased with the ignorance you nurture. Surrender your government back on his shoulder and let him carry you to your future. All ye nations and kings, all ye Hitlers and tyrants who think you are supreme, if you don't bow to him willingly at the mention of his name, he will break your kneecap and he will touch the ground forcefully. He will take you out if you try to stand in the way of his glory. All ye nations and kings, you are just stewards of what you refer to as your territories. Handle properly, cause soon you will return to dust, and an account would be required of your cause. What did you do with what I gave you, and what did you do with my son? All ye blinded nations, you have taken religion to be your focus, led the land out of its original purpose. You have deceived the people and constrained them to a particular status, and now they live up to your standard like it's all they've got. I speak to government. You who, through leadership, you have decided to compromise. Crime and impurity have been way overpriced. Abominable acts are steadily on the rise. I ask, will order and sanity ever suffice? Nations, it is time to rebuild our walls. It is time to reconstruct our gates. We may have been battered for so long, but before the beginning began, we have been termed great. From races to tribes, religious teachers and scribes, you better get back on the Lord's side, cause with your power, it is certain you can't stand the coming waves and tides. You can't fight this battle, quit trying. Its depths and heights are out of the ordinary. Step back and present him your holy body. He can make you over in the blink of an eye, cause he's God Almighty. The whole world came to formation at his command and decree. He is the creator of all, even what you don't see. And his words in our mouths only shall we spit. It is war of words, so we speak to every street. And as kingdom soldiers, we are armored to our bones. Eyes fixed on our assignment, we lay hold of our zones. Don't be a dummy. The way to God's hand is through his heart. So to whom am I talking to? To every man, woman, boy and every girl. No exception, cause we all make up the nations. We are called to so much more than just clothes, gadgets and hairdo. We are called to so much more than just dropping it like it's hot, even if we are able to. You see, when God has an idea, a baby is conceived. So your conception was perfectly orchestrated. No wonder when you try to do something good with your life, the devil comes after you. And he comes with enticing words and start deceiving you. And then he gradually plants the seeds of deceit in you. But don't worry, he's been placed under your feet, and he's choking cause he definitely can't stand the heat. So after 741 words, here's the peak of it all. My word for you today is, that our society needs to be reclaimed, and only the name of Jesus shall we proclaim. We can't change the past, but we can fix the future by influencing today. We will get better when we learn history's lessons and not just memorize the dates. Because the revolution will not be televised. So let this mind also dwell in you, and let the gospel be tattooed all over your skin. Nations, here I come.